This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Back to Fred in Wisconsin. 3-4 years ago, they were calling it net neutrality. And what it allowed the big tech companies to do is not have net neutrality and to start going after anything they claim was obscene or hateful. And I was pointing out we already had net neutrality under Section 230. Why were they adding this? And the new renegotiation of NAFTA and GATT codifies this even more. And Trump has endorsed that because he likes the overall plan. It'll get changed in Congress. But that's a big problem that Trump's been supporting. But it takes a lot of research to even know this stuff. Every time we get something in front of Trump, he makes the right decision. It's just we have to get the information in front of him. That's why the globalists fear him so much. But Soros and others said, oh, under new net neutrality, we'll operate these things as utilities. They'll have immunity, but also we're going to censor people. And I said, well, that's not net neutrality. That's a weird merger of state and corporate and doesn't sound too good. So now here is big tech. As the caller just said, the search engines are broken. They're fixing everything. They're censoring in live time. They're doing everything they want. To everybody, it's just out of control, Fred. What do you think Trump should do?
You know, I think if these companies want the protection of not being liable for what's posted, then they can't censor it. Because everything they do is two-faced, Alex. You know, they said that Trump wouldn't accept the election if he lost. Well, Hillary was the one that tried to overturn the results as soon as she lost. And I'm going to tell you, I was in Wisconsin doing the recount on Trump's behalf because I volunteered for the campaign, and they brought a stack of envelopes, right, with what was like 150 votes on it, and the top one had the wrong zip code on it, so three of Jill Stein's attorneys wanted to throw out 150 votes, and I jumped up and said, whoa, what are you doing? And they said, no, we can't do this. So everything they do is two-faced. They want democracy, but they want their democracy, their rule, and I woke up to it, and I'm ready to fight.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Democrats, the Republicans used to have a lot of horrible people in their party, and they still do at the top. But, I mean, the Democrats are just like a crazed group of control freaks that will never stop. And they have no qualms. All they do is stage stuff. And they've converted their constituents into acting like monsters as well. And if they don't get what they want, Fred, what do you think they're going to do as the leftists learn that they're losing and their bullying hasn't worked? So far, they just keep doubling down, which causes more people to wake up. What do you think is going to happen?
You know what I think the end game is, Alex? I think once they have us all shut up, once they take you off the air, they come for the guns, and then it's the killing fields all over again. All over again. Republicans would be wiped out. Maybe we're put in camps. Who knows? But this is always the start of it. So while we have a voice, while InfoWars is up and running, while we can screech, let's do it. And while we have a president that supports us, let's get behind him and let's let him know that we want freedom on the internet, that we want freedom of speech, that we won't let these people put us down. You know what I mean?
Great point. God bless you. Okay. I'm going to come back, and I promise I'm going to Tom then, and then to Corey and to Carlos and others. And we have a constitutional lawyer joining us to talk about the attacks on free speech and how to counter that. This is the central fight because it's election meddling by big tech, and it doesn't matter if we wake up and take the country back. They will steal it from us. It's what authoritarians do every time if we aren't involved, if we aren't focused. And I'll go back to this. If you'll just get your coffee, it's high quality at a good price. You'll just get your toothpaste, excellent, from us. If you'll just get things like your protein bars and things that you're going to need anyways from us. They're high quality. If you like them, which I think you will, sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. That's how we operate. That's how we fund this operation. I know a lot of you support us and you get great products at the same time. Thank you. But if you've been on the fence, we haven't had a sale this big in a long time. Storewide free shipping, 50 to 60% off all the best-selling items. We're going to have to end this sale sometime early next week because a lot of the products are selling out or on the verge of selling out. So take advantage and get your high-quality turmeric, get your sleep aid, get whatever it is you need. And the pollen block, it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now that the president has been found innocent of colluding with the Russians, we're not going to forget what the Democrats have done to this country over the last 2 years. In fact, we're going to remind them every day for the rest of their lives. Join me as we continue our trip down memory lane, reflecting back on the first 2 years of the Trump administration.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
Yes.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail. You know?
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening and that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
That's my impression, yes.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
He has no idea that he's going down.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
Absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
Well, about the only accurate thing CNN has reported in the last few years is that the Democrats are not yet ready to conclude that there's no Russia conspiracy. Despite the two-year Mueller investigation, which included interviews with 500 witnesses and 3,500 subpoenas and warrants clearing the president and all of his associates of colluding with the Russians, the Democrats are still delusional and in denial.
All these dots, we're now to believe, don't connect.
Well, that's the conclusion in front of us, Chris. I mean, all that stuff was suggestive. It didn't prove anything. And in fact, the Trump Tower meeting, at my reporting tells me, was a bust. They didn't actually hand over any incriminating information. What it showed is that Donald Trump Jr. was willing to accept help, but we saw no evidence that they actually accepted help, you know, hacked emails or sort of analytical stuff. From all that stuff, it never panned out, Chris.
How can they let Trump off the hook?
Well, because everyone was innocent, Chris. That's why. Let's not forget that supposed journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Compost were given Pulitzer Prizes last year for, quote, their deeply sourced, relentlessly reported coverage in the public interest that dramatically furthered the nation's understandings of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and its connections to the Trump campaign, the president-elect's transition team, and his eventual administration. Newsweek reporter Seth Abramson once went on a 135-tweet rant, where in his 131st tweet said, quote, the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Trump knew. Trump will be impeached or resigned. It was said and true in March and is true now. On Twitter, since you're limited to posting 180 characters per tweet, he started it saying it was a thread and then numbered them 1 through 135. And just kept tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. He actually wrote a book that came out last year titled Proof of Collusion. And he's got a new one coming out in August titled Proof of the Conspiracy. Meanwhile, it appears that Chunk Yogurt at the Young Turks has taken a different approach, tweeting out, quote, "Let me be clear before we find out what's in the Mueller report. My contention has been that the collusion was after the election. I've said countless times that I don't care about tweets during the election. I hope Mueller investigated connections to Russia before and after." I guess Robert Mueller was looking in the wrong direction this whole time, but I still can't figure out what the problem would be of Trump and his associates talking with Russia after the election, because that's called diplomacy. In other news, the Pentagon has just authorized $1 billion to begin building sections of the border wall where it's badly needed.
So the globalists circumvent Trump. He just circumvents them. Trump is really kicking butt. I'm very proud of President Trump right now. Going after the censors, going after university censoring, going after the Smollett folks that cover that up for Obama. It's all happening. Very, very good time to be alive. Very exciting. Meanwhile, there's a story up on InfoWars.com where Nancy Pelosi, after AOC's so-called Green Deal failed that banned cows and planes and automobiles only for America, Pelosi's put forward a plan almost as bad where we make all the carbon cuts, but China doesn't have to. Gee, wonder where the investment will be if China doesn't have all those taxes on them. These people are the religion of screwing this country over. Because you have to run that flag up to have powerful, foreign, corrupt countries work with you. You're like, why do they hate America? Because they're traitors. They enjoy it. They're on the other team. I'm telling you. I knew top Democrats hated America. I knew it was their religion. They hate nationhood. They hate Christianity. They hate our ethos of the rugged individual. It's what threatens them. They want to create dependency. But when you go to Democrat events and say America's back, America's great, they literally start flipping out. And I know it's hard to believe. It's like AOC comes to this country, gets rich here, hates America, says it sucks. Doesn't try to make it better because she's at odds with it. She wants to conquer it. She can't conquer a free market. But if she ran everything, well, you could live like they do in Venezuela. Okay, let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What do you think about all the craziness taking place?
Howdy, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I want to commend you for what you're doing and spearheading this fight. And I want to challenge anybody hearing my voice to stop being meek and mild. It is our job as a Christian warrior to defend life, liberty, and everything God gave us. And we have sat on the sidelines too long, whether it's Jesse Smollett to a thousand different things, whatever it may be, has happened to us as a country, as a people, that we've just sat by in our church houses and done nothing. If your preacher on Sunday morning isn't speaking of what's going on in this world of born babies being murdered and everything else happening, get out and find somewhere that is a warrior church. Get out in the streets, make your voices heard, because it is time and it is past time to get up and stand up and say something. We need to act before we lose everything, Alex.
I agree with you, and things are getting really bad, but I sense and I see more people are coming out of the trance. Globalism as a project will never complete itself. I think we've won that phase of the war, but bigger challenges are coming. But I agree, we have to face the fact that most people are still in a spiritual delusion. They're under a spell. They're in a trance.
I get looked at when I talk to certain Christians that I know, and I speak, I call myself a Christian warrior for my Lord because nobody else will. I'm willing to stand up. I have started to emulate you and your organizations to try to get my voices heard as well, because nobody else is standing up and saying anything. It makes me sick to think my little children are growing up in a world that I don't know what it's going to look like in 20 years, and I may not be able to do it then, so I'm going to do it now.
That's right. And Tom, that's the thing. They're in a trance, so it seems like we're weak. People are pathetic because everybody's asleep. But you're doing the hard job, and you will see most of the time trying to wake somebody up, they get mad at the time, like, leave me alone, I'm asleep. But 6 months later, a year later, a month later, a day later, those seeds sprout, and they remember what you said. So keep it up, my friend. But you're right, we need to take back what we've lost. And you know, Trump is definitely against all odds delivering now. And notice he's talking about God more and more and his faith. He understands that strength, and it's really upsetting him.
Yes, sir. And that's the whole deal is we as humans will never fix this world. We are sinful, flawed creatures. Anybody who doesn't admit that is a fool. So the only way to lead and guide this properly is with God. That's why I'm saying it so much in this phone call, because I want to invoke the name of God over everything possible so it disperses through our atmosphere and through our dimension to where we have the power. It is a holy and it is a great thing.
Oh, that's what they hate, the name Jesus Christ. They hate the fact that God's God, they're not God, they want to play God. No, you want to play God and kill babies? You're going to get it. And it's not like we take pleasure in it, but there is a pleasure in getting these wolves off our babies. And that's why I said, after the treason trials, I will kick the levers. Not out of pleasure, I'm saying I volunteer to kick the levers to hang their asses.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour and taking your phone calls is Brad Scheer. He is a lawyer, consultant who focuses on digital privacy, security, and free speech issues. I'm not going to go over his whole background, SheerLaw.com, DigitalArmorGroup.com, but I've read his articles. He's a smart guy dealing with the rollout of the surveillance state against Democrats' political enemies and the farming of that out to big media. I mean, we've got underground video that Veritas shot years ago, and then last year and this year, of New York Times, YouTube employees, high-level vice presidents saying, oh, we surveil everybody. We hand out the info to other people. They're in our business. That's why they're on such a power trip. And now Trump's talking about criminal investigations into this and going after big tech censorship. He's already signed an executive order against what's happening at the university. So very exciting. I want to get into that. The Obama administration's expanded government surveillance and the Mueller investigation. And how they kept those powers going of the whole Clinton stay-behind group and the Obama stay-behind group after Trump got in office. Are we seeing the end of those groups' power? Is that why the Democrats are panicking so much? Also, colleges and employers want access to your personal social media, content, internet history to reject applicants whose political views they don't like. How do you fight back against that? So much more with our guest. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
You know, the first two points I want to get into tie together. It's kind of like a digital superclass. They've got access to the back end to your Twitter private messages, your YouTube, to all of it, and they're still stonewalling us, Congress, the Pentagon, about what they're doing. When this house of cards comes down, it's over. I'm not defending Facebook, but why do you think they're the only one called out so far?
Well, because Facebook is the biggest, they're the biggest boy on the block. And also, I mean, take a look at Twitter. I mean, the bottom line, the problem with Facebook is that there was some articles that came out recently that they were actually allowing other people to read your private messages. And this is absolutely troubling. And so, I mean, that's why people really need to understand how to protect their information from these companies, because these companies, they're taking your personal data and they're giving it to whomever they feel like giving it to. And they're also selling it to large companies that are being used and is being used to discriminate against you. And that is just so troubling. And that's something that hopefully that I think it's something that the president will end up stopping. And, for example, today, earlier today, it came out that they're charging Facebook with violating the Fair Housing Act because of data discrimination. So this is a huge problem. It's not just censorship. It's also data discrimination along with censorship. And these things are becoming a much bigger problem. So hopefully the current administration will do something about it to stop these terrible, very troubling discriminatory practices.
And big tech's gotten away with this. It's kind of like if you're going to steal, steal big, or you're going to kill one person, kill a thousand, you're still going to get the death penalty. Remember, it came out, what, 3 years ago that some of the big hotel and travel booking sites had cookies, and they knew if you were middle class or wealthy and what you were willing to pay. They had algorithms. They would charge you more because they knew your profile, but if you were poorer, they would charge you less knowing you didn't have the money. And then once those algorithms got exposed, they stopped doing it. But it's just crazy.
Exactly. This is a huge problem. So, for example, let's say someone has shown some proclivity towards liking a certain type of political page, or they're conservative, or they're someone who likes conservative causes, and advertisers know about this. It's highly possible, and the fact that people can be charged higher rates because of the fact that they're visiting conservative websites, or they like a conservative personal line. And me personally, when I've actually had some situations where I've actually gone to, for example, Staples, this happened where I used a VPN, and when using a VPN, I was able to hide my location and hide my personal information. I was able to obtain things for a lot cheaper price than if I didn't use a VPN. So it's really a matter of making sure that you basically, it's not just clearing your cookies, but it's also doing other things such as trying to hide your personal information, because these companies will use this data to charge you higher prices. There's a handful of articles out there on the internet that they've done investigative reports on these troubling things.
So let's be clear. The average leftist is all behind big tech censorship surveillance stuff because they know it's giving them power. But that's a small piece of the puzzle. Doesn't matter whether you're white, black, old, young, liberal, conservative. You're getting ripped off. You're getting gamed. You're getting spied on. So people say, well, what do I have to hide? Well, some people that post on Facebook, we're going to out of town. Here's the presents we got. Your photo's geolocated. You get robbed. Mm-hmm. You have doors and blinds on your house and fences around your house for security, folks. Not that you're bad. There's bad people. And so the idea that let's just trust big tech. Remember, Mark Zucker said, our users trust us. They're a bunch of dumb effers.
Oh, exactly. I remember when that came out, it was about 2009, 2010. There was a Business Insider article about that. And the thing is, it's not that you have something to hide. It's that it's all about personal privacy. And you have to realize that those who have information about you, they can use that information to hurt you. They can use that information. It's not just to so-called discriminate against you based upon what your political beliefs are. It's also the fact that they can end up becoming, like, for example, cyber criminals, social engineering. It's all these things that the more data you're putting out there, the less control you have over your life. And so, for example, insurance companies, Facebook wanted to end up doing some type of association with a handful of insurance companies, so that way they could basically charge young teens higher prices. And Google scanning student emails for not just advertising but other digital dossier and commercial purposes. So the companies, they want to take your information and they want to use it against you. The more data out there about you, the less control you have over your life and the less ability you have as far as being a democratic nation when you have a handful of companies that have all this power, because literally data is the new gold out there.
But haven't they gone too far now? They've given all these weaponized systems that were just used for profit. Now they've hired all these Democrats out of the colleges. They even call big tech campuses, and they recreate it. And they have a reign of terror against us. They get caught doing it and still don't care and then lie to Congress about it.
It's a very troubling situation, because my biggest issue with a lot of this stuff is that there's a lot of people out there that are taking your personal information. And so, for example, let's say you liked a certain person online and you're a teen. Well, then you're going into a college interview, and if someone has Googled you and they've taken a look, they figured out what your Instagram account is or your Twitter account or your Snapchat account, then they're taking that information, they're making pure judgments. They're saying, okay, you know what, this person has liked someone who's conservative, or they're following someone who's conservative, therefore we're not going to give that person an opportunity to attend this college.
Oh, we see that now, all these lawsuits where colleges are saying, you visited a conservative or you like something, you're banned. I mean, that is real terror.
Exactly. And for example, Harvard even has in their interview handbook, for their alumni interview handbook, they want to know exactly what websites you're visiting and which blogs you're visiting. And from that information, you can tell a lot about someone. You can tell about their personal health issues. You can tell about not only their politics, their sexual orientation, their religion. These are some very private and personal bits of data.
And by the way, aren't you one of the top lawyers involved in getting some of the laws passed that ban colleges from doing that?
Exactly.
Let's talk about how we fight back and then take phone calls across the board on a whole bunch of issues about how Trump's going to strike back against this on the other side with our guest. Again, Brad Shear's our guest, Shear Law, S-H-E-A-R, law.com, and Alex Jones. And again, these sites don't get out now without you spreading them. And I know you're doing this. You're awesome. Newswars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread those links. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. The InfoWars.com radio TV network.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
I'm going to start taking some of your phone calls with our guests because we're all taking calls on big tech censorship, how to counter it. But our guest, you can look it up, has been instrumental as a writer and researcher, not just a lawyer, in getting state laws passed where you can't have the universities and others demanding to violate your Fourth Amendment and to know what your entire background is, what's on your social network, what's in your email, all this. Of course, the average person says, well, that's totally constitutional. That makes sense. But nobody raised it. Nobody made a case. Nobody got them to write a bill or to get it passed. That's why we get so much done, thanks to the great audience taking action. It's why Trump's getting so awake. It's because we are taking action. Most Christians or conservatives or libertarians or nationalists are busy just working all day. We just let the leftists run around bullying and running society. That's coming to an end. So get into that and what you've been able to do, Brad Scheer, and where you see this going, what you think Trump should do.
Sure. I think that Trump should definitely try to do whatever he can to level the playing field as far as I have a big problem with various platforms saying, you know, we're going to deplatform somebody or ban somebody just because we don't like what they have to say. I mean, I'm a big fan of letting the marketplace of ideas determine what someone has to say. And all the laws that I've advocated for, it's basically the data privacy, social media privacy, and free speech. Because without privacy, you can't have free speech. And also with kids, and one of the biggest issues, you have a lot of these large companies, mainly Facebook and Google. What they're doing is they're literally creating these digital dossiers in our schools of our kids, and that information is then being used to, as far as in the guidance counselor area with different programs, to then take that information, and it's being used by colleges. And that's very unfair because of the fact that the types of things that kids are doing while they're growing up, it should not be in any way, shape, or form count against them. Because when kids say stupid things, that's just the nature of the beast. And as a parent of a couple kids, I think what they do when they're young should never have any, should not be held against them.
No, I agree, but isn't that a larger paradigm with the left, not just here, but in Europe, where they want to sexualize children younger, they want to emancipate them, where they can have vaccines when they're 10 or have sex when they're 10? The system is really coming for our children because the corporations and governments see them as weak, see them as malleable.
Those are some very important issues, and I've seen, like, for example, in my school district, the amount of data that these companies are collecting, it's unfettered data access, and this information is actually being utilized against our kids. Like, for example, several years back when Google got in trouble for literally scanning the student emails in our kids' schools. And no one held them accountable. So my hope is that the current administration and the Department of Education end up starting to hold these tech companies totally accountable for these illegal activities of collecting all this data on our
kids. And by the way, you could just be a teacher and then leak it to a member of the media that's good and then bring down the whole thing. We have to say no. And you're right. Big tech has been treated like they're God. And they can
exactly.
And they have totally raped us. Even 6 months ago, Sundar Pichai wouldn't show up to Congress to testify. Now he did. Now he's gone and been confronted by Trump. And I think they're starting to realize they're not invincible.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And that's the big problem here is the fact that for a long time, big tech got a free pass. And under the previous administration, there was a lot of issues where, well, who were the biggest donors to Obama's campaign and who actually ended up coming to visit the White House more than anyone else? And that was Google's lobbyists. And Facebook was up there, too. So, I mean,
and let's not forget the Chi-Coms with all their hidden microchips inside the chips. I mean, this is just crazy, absolutely crazy. Brad Scheer is our guest. We're going to take a few calls. He'll ride shotgun with us. And then, obviously, he's a smart guy. You'll be seeing him on some of the other shows and my broadcast. Let's take a few calls here. We've got a caller here says, that big tech is going after Trump. I agree. Corey in North Carolina, then Carlos. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. I'd like to preface my comments just thanking you. You know, there's a lot of Alex naysayers out there, always have been, and certainly plenty to criticize you for. But I want to thank you for making me active. I first got involved with the fluoride issue, and, you know, that's not the basis of my comment, but I do think if we were able to get that out of the water, a lot of our other challenges would be made easier because everybody's IQ would be higher and they'd be able to think about this. But that's neither here nor there. You know, I think it's kind of apropos that, you know, the timing of my call because I work for a multi-billion dollar data management company with installations in, you know, more than 50% of the Fortune 100. So I had the privilege of sort of sitting with IT and the business line of business, and they're all doing this, you know. And so that's my point is, you know, they've got armies of developers, you know, training machines to perform all sorts of advanced analytics, and they're automating everything. So, you know, you heard the JJ God from Twitter say it, that they don't even look at themselves as an American company, even though that's where their headquarters is. They're a global company. And so they just, you know, I don't know if that means they conform to the UN or whatever, but my point is they're not going to stop unless the profit incentive for them to do what they're doing is taken away. And, you know, I don't like the EU at all. I think it should be disbanded. But if you look at something like the GDPR legal framework, and basically companies reacted to that because it put 20% of their profit revenue at stake if they didn't follow the law. So
that's, well, sure, at least the EU government knows it needs to exercise some power or be made obsolete. And so basically big tech is the global government now.
Right. And if they didn't feel threatened, that their revenues threatened by that law, then they would not, you know, spend any money building infrastructure.
Sure. What do you think about Trump saying, you censor anybody, we cut your government contracts?
Oh, I love that. I just love that. I mean, the government, you know, corporate welfare is probably a bigger problem than the, you know, the citizen welfare. So that absolutely has to happen. But I am concerned because they're already acting criminally, that despite whatever action he may take, they'll just continue. And so that's where we come in, you know, because we relinquish a lot of our rights, you know, and we do have freedom of association. So when we sign up for these things, people need to read the contract. They need to know what they're volunteering for.
Absolutely.
I know,
it's like smart TVs telling you, hey, we're watching and listening to you. Well, why would you do that? Because you let me do it.
Right, exactly. And so I know you got to go to the, you know, to your desk, et cetera. But, Alex, I think you deserve to look into alternatives. And this is my main point, is that they're going to keep on this trajectory. It's going to end up destroying themselves because, as mentioned before, you know, Google and YouTube are basically useless now. So we see a lot, especially with the crypto economy, developing alternatives out there. And I really think you should look into the Theta network, because it's providing an incentive mechanism for peer-to-peer decentralized video streaming.
Oh, believe me, I want alternatives. Your phone glitched. What's the network?
Theta Network. And they're trying to basically disrupt the centralization of a content delivery network.
All right. Hey, Corey, awesome call. Thanks for holding. Let's get our guest, whose computer froze up. He got back in here as a lawyer, breaking this down. Brad, your quick take on what he just said.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of issues in there. I mean, the thing is, as far as the data privacy issue goes, with the issue along with, for example, the smart televisions, very troubling what's going on with there, whether it's a Samsung or Vizio. Vizio actually got trouble several years back with the FTC and so on. I have a couple of Samsungs, and you have to literally go inside the settings to turn all this stuff off. And then you also had a couple weeks back, what was in the news, where Google, it turned out, they put hidden cameras inside a lot of their Nest devices without telling anybody. And so
they're literally the fox or the wolf in the hen house, and it just gets more insane. Stay right there. More calls, Carlos and others straight ahead. Our awesome guests, our awesome callers. And then in the fourth hour, so much more coming up in the war room. Owen Schroyer hitting it hard. In many ways, doing a better job than I do. And by the way, the folks that make it all possible, this crew is the best crew I've ever had. They put up with my crap. So I want to thank this amazing crew. Buy some great products so I can give them a bonus.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Just a few months ago, I got in the face of Sundar, the head of Google, and I said, buddy, you're working with the Chi-Coms, you're selling the country out. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman, the Secretary of Defense, and Trump have gotten in his face. This is called leadership.
Google is evil. 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 Google is siding with the Soviet Union against America. Google's going to oppress communists and Christians and voters. Google is evil. Google is going to lie again and violate the law.
With your mind, with your mind, you with your life away.
By the way, I'm not bragging. Hey, this is leadership. Leadership that I was doing was hard because you know it's right, not because it's the popular, cool thing, and you sit up there and tell people how successful you are in front of a crowd. You know, these fake churches, all these feel-good places, people sit up there in a fancy outfit, to tell you what good physical shape they're in, to tell you how much money they made. Well, if you made money in the corrupt system that's dehumanizing people, you're a joke. If you're successful and build a pioneering system and become wealthy, more power to you. But I personally have gone to state houses and the federal government every time and just dominated. And been the top story in the country thanks to Drudge Report helping. Why doesn't everybody else go every time these globalists testify? You go right through the metal detectors. They're right there. They're people like you. I'm not saying when they're at the gas station or at a restaurant with their family, go and physically attack them, while the Democrats say, no. I'm saying you go let them know when they're at Congress. And you go let Congressman Chris Murphy know when he says, I say nobody died at Sandy Hook and I'm harassing families and that I got this poor man that committed suicide killed. Go to his office and tell him you don't appreciate it if you don't appreciate it. Because these monsters need to know we see through them. We know what they're up to. Legally and lawfully, nonviolently. I'm going to go back to your phone calls with our guest here today. Sharerlaw.com. He's gotten involved. He's gone to state houses and gotten a bunch of laws passed saying public education, higher education, public colleges, they can't demand your whole social media background as if you're guilty until proven innocent. He's taking action. That's what it's all about. Carlos in Canada. You know, I think globalism as we know it is dead. There'll be new permutations, but their project has fallen apart. They're still in charge of many areas, but I'm just saying their great world government plan is dead. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Oh, I disagree with that entirely. No. Listen, Alex, on June 28th, 2017, CNN's Van Jones said that the Russia thingy is a nothing burger. They've known it's a nothing burger. We've been chasing 2 years with nothing burger. Now the President of the United States, President Trump, has an opportunity to restore the credibility of the FBI essential because they're basically very good people that are livid with what's been going on and hopefully address the issue of the Justice Department, which is more insidious and deeper. That's essential. So yes, that part of the battle is exposed. But the real three level, if you want to call it, chess game has never changed. The words resonate of James Paul Warburg to the Senate committee in the 1950s, saying world government you will have it by consent or by force, essentially. And so
they want to say, and it's not going to be paid for without blood.
Exactly. And the fundamentals haven't been changed in an iota. You remember the Russia, going to the Russia thingy, when Lavrov, foreign affairs for Russia, met with the ambassador for Russia in the United States with President Trump in the Oval Office, they discussed things which were exposed in the media subsequently. Now, this was the Oval Office, of course.
Yeah, they called it treason that he would even meet with them, which is a normal behavior. I'm just saying their global project is in a lot of trouble. I'm not saying the power structure isn't there, but in their own words, their world government program, where they want to take it is basically impossible.
Well, what I want to address is a very important issue, Alex, and that is that there was an article that appeared by Greenwald Glenn Greenwald from and The Guardian in September 11, 2013. And it basically addressed the issue that the NSA shares raw intelligence, information about everything, Americans' data, fax data, email data, telephone data, everything, basically intelligence as well as Americans' raw data. And it's allowed Israel to siphon this data for the use of Israel, of course. But without, I don't think President Trump is aware of this. And the fact is that if he were aware of it, he would have realized subsequently that when Mossad, two agents, had revealed information about the goings-on in the Oval Office with Lavrov and with the ambassador, that and the media reaction to it, which began to create the idea that he was leaking raw information, secret information to Russia, and that he was a traitor, this was the kernel upon which they built this whole
number. Sure, I hear you. I appreciate your call, Carlos. And I'm not, I don't, when Israel spies on us, it's wrong and something should be done about it. And it's true that some of the telecoms have relationships. China is way more embedded in our media, telecoms. They were running, I guess, the gay app. What is it called? The Tinder, Grindr. and we're using it to blackmail people. So now they're having to divest of that. We've got all these other groups and organizations where Interpol has raw data, what hotel you're checked into all over the world, what's going on. I mean, exactly. The Internet is just this giant thing now to share data with corporations and governments. Brad, you're an expert on this as a lawyer and somebody that tracks this with your company, DigitalArmorGroup.com. What's your take on just how crazy these back doors are?
It's terrible. And besides Grindr, which came out yesterday, I think they should start thinking about looking into TikTok, because TikTok bought out Musical.ly, and who owns TikTok? A Chinese company. And so, and a lot of young kids use TikTok, and that's an app where you basically put on short music videos, but the type of information that's being collected is very problematic, very troublesome. And there's been a lot of people in the security apparatus. They think that China was the one behind the OPM data hack or breach. And also maybe they might have been involved with the Marriott data breach or hack. And so the problem is that when you have these nation states, especially China and Russia, maybe North Korea or whatever, taking down these different companies and going into the back doors and obtaining this information, you can start to get a bigger picture of where our people are going and what's being done with this information. For example, several...
It allows them to build a giant data map that interfaces with other maps they've got that the general public doesn't understand. Go ahead.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. For example, it was in the news, I think it was maybe 6 months or so ago, with Strava. They're a fitness app, and how they had a map of all the people that were using Strava around the world. And what you could see was that there were a lot of secret U.S. bases where our U.S. servicemen and women, they were using the app, and you could actually track where their secret bases were all over the world. And this put our men and women who fight for us and protect our country.
And basically lased all the targets.
Exactly. It basically showed the entire world where secret operations are and how many people that we have.
Yeah, nobody in the military should be allowed to have cell phones. People should go back to landlines. They should go back to flip phones. The damn things are a nightmare. They're very useful, but they are a nightmare. I want to have you back again soon, Brad. Really impressed with the great work and just how you got state laws passed. So please join us again soon and come on with David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11. Please come on with Owen Schroyer with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central every day. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, we've got more calls. I'm going to take a few calls, and then because it fits in with Matt Bracken, I didn't get to this ship being hijacked by pirates and the media calling them angel cakes. So we got the video and audio of that coming up, then Matt Bracken will respond to that. But Brian in Texas wants to talk about local Texan responding to Alex being harassed at Lucy's Fried Chicken. Yeah, then the left edited the video, and the media said, I came over and screamed at them. Yeah, folks, I'm not at restaurants coming up and screaming at people for no reason. They came to my table three times and said, F you, eat, you know what, we're going to get you. And then we're in my way to leave. And then saying, you know, the same stuff again. And I just said, that's it, get up. You said you're going to get me. Let's do it. You're the one that's going to be crying for mommy in about 15 seconds. They always do. The point is that I don't want violence with the left, but I'm not backing down to their crap anymore. We're going to break. If you do not financially support us, you already know this, we'll be shut down. If you just get your coffee and your toothpaste and your protein bars, all of it's highest end, low price, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for shopping with us. Free shipping store-wide, 56% off all the supplements, a bunch of other big specials. We've got to end it Monday or Tuesday. We've already had four or five of the products sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com, get your X2, get your bodies, get your alpha power. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And get a t-shirt while you're there as well. Thank you.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.